in sin. No peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis, coming to you today with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast here on WDER Radio. We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30, bringing to you this radio broadcast. If you'd like to go to our website, you can go to theabidinglightchurch.com. That is theabidinglightchurch.com. And you can find out all the information pertaining to our ministry. We're located over here on 188 Conant Street here in Manchester, New Hampshire. That is 188 Conant Street here in Manchester, New Hampshire. We also broadcast our services on Sunday live on Facebook and on YouTube. Right around 12 o'clock to 12:30, we go live stream on our Facebook page. Would be the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester, New Hampshire. And also the same would be for the YouTube page, The Abiding Light Church. So if you'd like to find out more about our ministry, it would be a blessing and an honor for you to visit our website and see all that's pertaining to the work that we're doing over here. We're thankful for God's goodness, His mercy that endures for all generations. God has been faithful and God has been so good to us. Here we are, have come well into this new year, already in February. And so much has taken place in this last year of 2020. And now as we are going into the beginning of 2021, there is so much transpiring in the world today. There is so much that's taking place on the face of this earth. But I want to remind everybody that's listening to me today on the radio that Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, He changes not. We serve a God that though governments change, though the world is every day changing and so much is happening day by day, we are seeing things change so quickly, but there is one thing that is steadfast and that never changes, and that is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is an honor to come behind this radio microphone. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church. We are over here on the west side of Manchester. Once again, we thank God for you tuning in today. And we want to go into the Word of God to encourage you with some words of hope that will give you faith to inspire you, especially in such a time that we are living in. We need to hear a word from God. There is a lot of things going on in this world that many men are fearful. They are afraid of what the future holds. We have come into a new administration with a new government leading our nation. And the very fact that this has transpired has a lot of uncertainty, has a lot of people on one side fearful and afraid, and many on the other side are excited, but we can be rest assured to know this, that God is still God, and our God still is ruling and reigning here in the affairs of the life of men upon this earth, whether it be governments, principalities and powers, princes, rulers, kings, presidents, senators, governors, mayors, it does not matter. Our God is above all. He is sovereign and He rules and reigns in the affairs of men here upon this earth. And we can know this, that He is still upon His throne and He is in control. I want to give you some words of hope today and encouragement to build your faith. We want to go into the book of Genesis. I want to share a few thoughts from my heart today as a pastor to give somebody some faith and hope today to know that despite the uncertainty of what is going on in this world, I want to let you know that we might not know what the future holds, but I can tell you this, we know the one that holds the future, and his name is Jesus Christ. And with us knowing that he holds the future, we don't have to fear what tomorrow brings. The old songwriter said, I know because he lives. Jesus Christ lives. He came out of the grave on that third day after they crucified him. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Oh, we have hope today in him. And I want to encourage you out of the Word of God to build your faith. All of you that are listening, it is a delight and a blessing to come and share a word from God with you today. In the book of Genesis chapter 18, we are reading about a story about the father of the faith, Abraham. And he was in his tent and he was visited by three men. These three men came to bring him a word. I believe one of the three men to be the pre-incarnate Lord Jesus Christ that came with a word that, Abraham, you are going to have a son. He was going to have a son, a promised son. And we know the story that Sarah was 90 years old and Abraham was 99 years old, and it was impossible in the natural for them to have a son. But here is the word from the Lord to them that, Abraham, your wife Sarah is going to have a son. And we know the story. Those of you that read your Bible know that she laughed in her tent. But we know that when the Lord gives a promise, when God speaks a word, he is not a man that he should lie. God is more than able to bring to pass that which he has promised and that which he has spoken. The word of God declares that his word shall not return void. The Bible declares in Genesis 18 and verse 14, as the word was given to Abraham that Sarah would have a son, in verse 14 of Genesis 18, 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. That's Genesis 18, 14. I want to read it again. Is anything, I want to pose this as a question to you today that are listening, is there anything too hard for the Lord? He said, at the time that I have appointed, I'm going to return to thee, to your wife, at the time appointed. I want to let you know, brothers and sisters, that there is a time and a season for everything under the sun. The great ecclesiastical writer wrote in chapter 3 of the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. That wise man knew throughout life there would be good times, there would be bad times. There would be times of plenty, there would be times of lack. There would be times of sickness, there would be times of health. A time to live, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up. You know what the great writer wrote, was there is a time and a season for everything under the sun. But I want you to understand that God is a God that makes everything beautiful in his time. We in our lives are going to go through times where we must know what God has spoken to us. God is a God that keeps his promises. God is a God that fulfills his word. If you go to the book of Romans chapter 4, the Bible says here in Romans chapter 4, 17, as it is written, Romans 4, 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. He's speaking to Abraham, before him whom he believed, Even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope, speaking of Abraham, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. Understand, God gave him a word, as we just read in Genesis 18. So shall thy seed be. In verse 9 of Romans 4:19, and being not weak in faith, speaking of Abraham, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. He was not able to perform. He was not able to impregnate his wife. When he was about 100 years old, 99, I believe, almost 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. She couldn't give a child either. In Romans 4:20, though, the Bible says, despite the natural impossibilities, Abraham, in verse 20 of Romans 4, staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. In verse 21 of that same chapter, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, what God had promised to Abraham, he was able also to perform. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. This is Pastor N.R. Davis bringing to you the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I'm the pastor of the Abiding Light Church here on the west side of Manchester, New Hampshire. We're over here on 188 Conant Street. We thank you for tuning in to this Walking in the Light radio broadcast. I want you to know that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. I want you to know today that we can take God at his word. God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19, hear the word of the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall not he do it? For he hath spoken, and shall he not make it good? We've got to understand our God is a God that does not and cannot lie. It is impossible for God to lie. Two things, it has been said, that God cannot do. And that is, he cannot lie and he cannot fail. There is no failure in our God. There is nothing that our God cannot do. We read earlier, is there anything too hard for the Lord? We're looking at circumstances and situations upon the face of this earth today that seem impossible. Governments are trying to fix the problems of our nation. And governments around the world are trying to deal with this pandemic and all of the sickness, the disease, the deaths, and doctors and scientists and men are doing all that they can to find a cure and to come up with vaccinations. But brothers and sisters, I want you to know that the problems upon this earth, and many of them, they can be fixed by men. They can be worked out by men and governments, and they can take money and fix a lot of problems. But can I tell you, there are some things that only God is able to work out and fix. And I want you to know today that what God is looking at with the problems upon this earth, there is nothing too hard for him. You may be going through a time in your life today where you are struggling. You may be out of a job. You may need healing in your body. You may have a problem in your marriage. You may have a problem in your family where your family's falling apart. You may have a son or a daughter that's on drugs. Maybe they're bound up to alcohol and drugs and perversion and all the filthiness of the flesh of this world and this life. And you may think that they have no hope. I want to tell you today, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything that our God is not able to do? The problem is do we have faith in God? It was the great men of years gone by that always preached, men of faith, great men of faith. We read about great men of God of years gone by and great women of God. And it simply comes down to this. Do we have faith in God? God is able, but do we have the faith to believe God? The Word of God declares that if you can only believe, if you can have faith as of the grain of the mustard seed, it shall come to pass. He is a healer. He is a deliverer. He is a waymaker. He is a mighty God. He is a savior to those that are lost and have no hope. He is a mighty God to deliver. I've heard the testimonies of many people looking at impossible situations with people that are strung out on drugs and families and marriages falling apart because of drugs and alcohol and sin that has destroyed the lives. Maybe you've got a family member. Maybe you've got a son or a daughter. Maybe you've got a husband or a wife, someone that you dearly love, that you see their life being ruined by drugs and alcohol, and you've given up hope. You've tried to help them. There's tried to be intervention where you tried to get them help, but it seems like it got worse. It didn't even get any better. It got worse and worse and worse. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters, that our God is a God that there is nothing impossible to those that will believe him. He can set the captives free. Jesus Christ has not changed. If he is a deliverer from alcohol, I don't know how many men and women I've met that have testimonies of God's power to set them free from alcohol, from drugs, from sexual perversion, from all things that keep their lives bound. I can tell you this, Jesus Christ is the same. He has not changed. We need to understand as we read the scriptures today, Abraham was believing God for something impossible. There was no way in the natural that his wife could have a son. There was no way that he could have a son. But God gave a word to him that your wife shall have a son. And at the appointed time, and I want to reiterate that right there. I want to repeat that again on purpose. At the appointed time, God is able to come on the scene of any situation or any circumstance, and he is more than able to perform what you can believe him for. If you need healing in your body today, I still believe that there's healing available to the sick. Jesus Christ went about doing good and healing all that came unto him. And all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. I know some today don't believe there's healing available today, but I can tell you this, there is healing. There is deliverance. Is there anything too hard for God? Why would God stop healing people? Why would God stop setting the captives free? Listen, the devil is a liar. I want to tell you today, I don't care what preacher, I don't care what person, I don't care how they try to tell you that it's been done away with the apostles. Jesus Christ is the same and he has not changed. You don't have any problem that's too hard for him to fix. You don't have any sickness or affliction in your body that he cannot heal. I'm here to tell you today, I don't care if you've got a prodigal son or daughter that seems far from God and does not have any hope because they're strung out on drugs, they're a heroin addict, they're bound to all of the perversion and the lust of the flesh, but I'm here to tell you, oh, God is a God of deliverance. He come to save his people from sin, and he came to deliver them. That's what Jesus Christ came to do in the book of Luke chapter 4. He came to set the captive free. He came to open up the prison door. He came to break every chain of bondage. And if you can believe, Today, he is no respecter of person. He can do it for your family. He can do it for your son, your daughter. He can do it for your husband. He can do it because he is a God that takes pleasure and he takes delight in coming, amen, to bring a deliverance to those that will put their faith and hope and trust in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today I want to let you know that God came on the scene. It was 25 years of waiting for God to fulfill his promise to Abraham. On that day he said, your wife shall have a son. You know the story, she laughed. But 25 years later, I want to tell somebody today that's been waiting for a husband to get saved, waiting for a wife to get saved. Maybe you've got sons and daughters, maybe grandchildren, maybe close loved ones. I don't know. It may be a cousin, an aunt, an uncle, a dear person close to you that you're believing God to save them, to deliver them. Whatever it may be, don't lose faith. Despite how bad it looks, have faith in God. For there is nothing that he cannot do. God is a God that sometimes we will have to wait, but he's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he will make it good. Now listen, men can lie to you. Men can make promises and they can fail you. They can break their promises. They won't come through with what they have promised. They won't fulfill what they've said they would do. But I can tell you, not our God. Our God is a God that does not lie, cannot lie, and there's nothing he is not able to perform and do. If he said it, he can surely do it. This word of God, this Bible with 66 books, is filled with promises. And if we can only believe, all things are possible. Not some things, all things are possible to those that will believe. I want you to understand today, you may be in a waiting period. God may have you waiting, like Abraham, 25 years of waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm talking to you, brother. I'm talking to you, my dear sister, that's listening to my voice today behind this radio microphone. I want to let you know that despite you having to wait upon your promise, God may have given you a word many years ago and you've been waiting and waiting and you haven't seen it happen. Don't lose hope, brother. Don't lose hope, my dear sister. Our God is a God that is working while you're waiting. Our God makes all things beautiful in his time. And I don't want you to be discouraged, because they that wait upon the Lord, there's a season of waiting on God to bring to pass. Listen, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God, but he was strong in faith. We need some men and women of God that will be strong in faith. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not yet seen. Faith requires you to believe without seeing. I say it again, faith, true faith, strong faith says, I don't need to see it to believe it. Faith says, I believe it before I see it. If thou canst believe, you shall see the glory of God. And he brought Lazarus back to life after being dead for 4 days. I want to tell somebody that thinks that their situation is dead, and just like Lazarus, it stinks. There's no hope. But I want to tell you, all you need is a word from God. If God says, Lazarus, come forth, it's going to come forth. If God says you are healed, you're going to be healed. If he says your sons and daughters and your grandchildren are going to be saved, maybe your husband, he will save them. Hold on to the promise. Believe God. Don't be weak in your faith, but have faith and be strong in the Lord and stand in the power of his might. God is working while you're waiting. Many of you know the promise of his word. And as I close in Genesis chapter 21, and the Lord visited Sarah, verse 1. Chapter 21, verse 1, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Notice God fulfilled his promise 25 years later. For Sarah conceived, verse 2, and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time which God had spoken to him. I want to let you know God has a set time to answer your promise and your prayers. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, it shall surely come to pass. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 on WDER Radio. I am the pastor of the Abiding Light Church here on the west side of Manchester. We're at 188 Conant Street, and we would be delighted for you to come out and visit us. Amen. We have our morning services at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. If you'd like to go to our website, you can go to theabidinglightchurch.com. That is theabidinglightchurch.com. We also go live stream on Facebook and YouTube between 12 and 12:30 on Sunday mornings. Please tune in. Once again, we're over here at 188 Conant Street. It'd be a delight and a blessing to have you come visit us. I hope today that the Word of God has stirred you, has strengthened you, and has built your faith up today. I want you to know that there is a God that does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if He has promised it, He shall surely bring it to pass. Until next Saturday, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.